Well, hey, friend, thanks for joining us on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. My name's Bobby. Our hope is that these podcasts would be encouraging to you, that maybe they'd give you a fresh perspective, or just maybe just a little pep in the step for the day. So thanks for making this part of your life. If you find this helpful, please consider sharing this with your friends. The easiest way to do that is just to go to our website for the podcast. Go to sugarhill.church/WDP for Weekday Podcast, and you can share it out from there and tell your friends about it. Well, today is not going to be very long. It's not a very lengthy podcast, but I think an important reminder, and here's the reminder, that when God made you, He made you in an amazing and in a wonderful way. God made you. Think about that today. Here's what Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14 says. This is David speaking, and he's talking about God, and he says, God, you made my whole being. Think about that. God, you made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's womb. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. What you have done is wonderful. I know this very well. What a great reminder. Throughout the years, I've spoken to a lot of students, and sometimes I'll meet students that really feel like they aren't wonderfully made. They feel like maybe they're an accident. Maybe God didn't plan them. Maybe because they were unplanned by their parents, they assume that they're an accident. And maybe for whatever reason, maybe not their parents, maybe it's peers and just the pressures of life, they feel like there's something wrong with them. And I think sometimes we carry that even into adult world. I meet a lot of adults that I think live lives that are beat down, worn down, and they wonder, do I really matter? They wonder, do I have what it takes? They wonder, does my life really count? If I wasn't here, would anybody notice? And I just want to remind you today that you matter. You matter. You were made by God Himself, and when God made you, you were not an accident. When God made you, He made you in His own image. And so there's something this world needs. There's something this church needs for you to live out the image of God that He's placed inside of you. Listen to these words again. You made my whole being. God, you formed me in my mother's womb. I will praise you because you have made me in an amazing and wonderful way. I'm not going to praise you because I got a great job. I'm not going to praise you because I have a lot of... I'm going to praise you just based on the fact that you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. What you have done, God, is wonderful. I know this really well. Maybe today you're discouraged and you just need this reminder that when God sees you, He's not looking through the lens of judgment. He's not looking at you critically. He's not looking at you through the lens of condemnation. When God sees you, He sees you as a work of art. You are God's craftsmanship. You are God's workmanship. God created you. Maybe today you just need to rest in that. Maybe today you just need to sit with that idea that God made you. You're not an accident. You're not a second thought. You're not some second tier. God made you. And so a couple applications to this. One is to bloom where God's planted you. Sometimes we are tempted to fall into that lie that the grass is greener on the other side. The grass is always greener on the other side. And sometimes we think, man, if I was someplace else with somebody else at some other job with some other people, then maybe my life would be better. But man, I'm telling you, you've got to learn how to be faithful and bloom where God has planted you. God can't use you where you're not. God can't use you in some circumstance that may never happen. God can only use you now where you're at. So since you're created by God and God has a unique design for your life, number one, bloom where you're planted. And then number two, trust God with the details. Trust Him with the details. Sometimes when we forget that we're a work of art, we get so stressed out. We think we've got to earn our own way. We've got to, you know, earn our way into God's favor. We've got to earn our way into the lives of other people. And when we do that, we get so stressed out. Man, we get discontent. We start questioning God. We start questioning, does He really know what He's up to? And man, I just want to remind you of what Proverbs 3 tells us, that we're to trust in the Lord. Trust Him. He is the one that can make a crooked path straight. So today, my friend, it's not a very lengthy podcast, but an important one. You are made in the image of God. You are His craftsmanship. You have amazing value. And so today, instead of being beat up, instead of walking around like you're some second tier person, recognize you are God's work of art. Man, have a great, great day today. And hey, I want to remind you, we mentioned this a little bit on the podcast in the last couple of weeks, but in a few days, Pastor Chuck and I are going to sit down and record a conversation where literally it's you asking us anything you want to, and we'll just tackle that on the podcast. So if you've got a question, if you've got a topic, you got something you'd love for us to talk about, just shoot me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. We're just calling it an Ask Me Anything podcast episode. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.